And welcome to the Summit Wilk Lodge Family Meeting. I'm Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing. With me today is Travis Misonis, CIO and Vice President of Information Technology. I'm going to start today by giving you an update of the summit and then an update of Wilk and Lodge, and then answer some of the questions that you have sent me. Some of you have sent me. All right, so to start with the summit, so one of the topics, a big topic for the summit over the last few weeks has been visitation, family visitation. And we put together a three-phase program that we would kind of just ease in family visitation to the summit. So we're in phase two right now. And with phase two, the visitation plan is, it began July 23rd. Residents could have family members able to schedule up to 2-hour visits at the summit with a maximum of 2 visitors. Visits will continue to occur in common areas and will be between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. 7 days a week. That's been working out well, but since, excuse me, the weather, sorry, the weather has been so nice that a lot of families have chosen to meet outside too, which is fine as long as everyone's social distancing. So that's what we have in place right now. Phase three begins August 6th. Resident family members may schedule visits for up to 2 hours, maximum 2 visitors, with residents in either of the designated visitation rooms or in the resident's own apartments. So that's a new thing for us. This will be, we'll be allowing people to come into our apartments or our residents' apartments. So visiting hours will be held between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. daily. So just be prepared, everyone visiting, you need to be prepared that you will be required to wear a face mask and a face shield throughout your entire visit. You're going to be walking through hallways. We just want to make sure that no residents are exposed. So I thank you in advance for your cooperation on that. And then please, when you are visiting in a resident's apartment, please, please observe that 6-foot social distancing. That's an important thing too. To give you an update of summit dining, meals are going pretty well. They're pretty well attended. We currently have approximately 75% of the residents eating in the dining rooms, which includes the main dining room, which is the kosher dining room, and the grill, which is non-kosher. So it's kind of an equal balance. They're pretty much equally full every night. It seems to be working well with tables of 4. For the most part, we have 2 tops, a few of them, or mostly 4 tops, and they all have that clear plastic divider between them. So 4 people can sit at a table, and there'll be a plastic shield in front of everyone. And it, I know it's a little hard to hear sometimes, but it's really working out well, and it seems to be protecting everyone and as well too. So we will continue to use the shield at this time. We do have some residents that do prefer to stay in their apartments, about 25% of our residents, and that's fine too. We're still delivering and we'll continue to do that as long as residents would like. Just, you know, an update on what we're doing for sanitation. So sanitation is very important to us. We have this really awesome machine called the SteriMist sanitizer, and it's actually full of hydrogen peroxide, and we're able to sterilize and kill germs like right on contact. And it's quick and easy, and we can get through the whole building in a very short period of time. We are sanitizing all of our common areas this way at Wilk and Summit, and we will continue to do that. So I just wanted you to know that we have this great technology, and it does kill actually COVID-19 too. And then we also have staff who are dedicated to surface sanitation. So they might not have that SteriMist, but they have lots of sanitizing spray. We're cleaning doorknobs, handles, everything that people touch, tabletops. So we're doing the surface cleaning along with the SteriMist. And we will continue to do that for as long as we need to. Other facility items, and we're still at the summit. Summit common area carpet will be installed very soon. The carpet's in, we're just getting the nailing down the dates for the installation. So this will be in building one, all three floors of the common areas. There'll be nice new carpet coming soon. So we'll be notifying the residents, all of you, on the dates and times as soon as we get them from the installers. I also want to mention about the pigeon control. So, you know, we've had pigeon control things done. We've had, we've trapped pigeons. We've covered up the areas where they nest. We are going to be doing something in the very near future. We're going to box in some of the places that they're perching because, you know, it's a sanitation issue. We don't want pigeons swooping over your heads, and it's really important to us to move them somewhere else. So we're still working on that, and we have, we'll be addressing that in the very near future. A fitness update. So I just want everyone to know that the pool is open and it's been open from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We have more people swimming now than we ever have before that I can remember in the last 7 years. So that's a great thing. We'll continue. We did open up the weekends too for pool use. So we'll continue to do that. And then we are not quite ready to open our fitness center up yet, but when we do, we'll let you know about all the details associated with that. I'm going to move over to Wolk Manor now, Wolk and Lodge. So the outdoor visitations, we put them in place. I think it was July 15th we started. And so for Wolk Manor, we have two tents. Outside two visitation tents that can seat two visitors and a resident, and we have 30-minute visits scheduled, and that's working out really well. I know it's been very hot this summer, so sometimes I know families didn't want to stay very long, but we're happy to have you come visit, and everyone's been very great with, all the family members have been great with coming in, checking in, getting tent, getting your mask and shield, and having a great visit. So we'll continue those visits as long as we need to. We also changed the visitation at the lodge a little bit. In the very beginning, when we first put up the plastic around the lodge courtyard area, family members had a plastic barrier and a gate between them and their loved ones. And we've opened that up now so that the staff can let family members come into the courtyard and visit. And we have the same setup inside the lodge courtyard as we do at Wolk. There's two tents. It's set up for two visitors and a resident, and there's staff supervising always in both areas too. So just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. We also began taking new admissions to the Wolk and Lodge within the last 2 weeks. And what we're doing is obviously we're testing them, we're COVID testing them, and then putting them new residents on precautions for a period of time. And that seems to be working out very well. We continue to conduct activities. Judy's doing a great job with that. She's ensuring there's social distancing, but we're still doing lots of fun things that we've always done. You know, music. We actually have a resident who plays the piano beautifully, and lots of the residents sing along with that. But there's the games, the bingo, all of that we're doing with social distancing. So we'll continue to do that and keep residents engaged. At Wolk, we are continuing to deliver all of the residents' meals to their apartments. Hopefully, we'll be able to have them dining in the dining rooms at some point, but that's where we are right now, still delivering meals, checking on the residents during the meals, and it seems to be going pretty well. I think that's it for the lodge updates. I have some questions from some family members. the beauty salon. When will it open? Well, so this question is for the Summit and Wolk and Lodge, actually, because we have the ladies who run our salon, which is located at Wolk Manor. They can't come in because, you know, we can't yet. But as soon as New York State says we're allowed to open up our salon, we will. Believe me, we will. I know some people, especially Summit residents, are going out to have their hair done. They can do that at the Summit if they want, but otherwise we have to wait for the Department of Health to give us the green light to open up our salon. Another question was, will the Summit Wolk be providing residents with on-site flu shots this fall? And the answer is yes. We will be scheduling dates within the next month or so for residents to receive their flu shots. So we usually do it in the fall. And we will get those dates out as soon as we know what they are. And we'll notify residents and staff right away. Another question was face masks and face shields. Why do Wolk residents have to wear them? They're not really, you know, a requirement. And the answer is that since we started wearing a combination of the face mask and face shield, we feel that it is helping our residents to stay COVID-free. We have not had a resident yet with COVID, and we're hoping to never have a COVID case. But with that said, we feel like we're trying to do the most prudent thing. We're trying to be as proactive as we can to make sure our residents are safe. And, you know, it does take some getting used to wearing them, but we're happy to do that. All the staff's happy to do that. And all the visitors who have come in are like, they're not even blinking an eye. They're happy that, you know, we are protecting our residents. So we're gonna continue to do that. If you wanna talk to me about that or any other questions about that, you can reach out to me. My number is 341-2301. And I just want to remind everyone too, we do have a coronavirus website. It's within the Jewish Home, their JSL website, but it's jewishseniorlife.org/COVID-19. So it's easy to find. We post updates there regularly, but I know that some people were interested in hearing about where to find it. Next, I'm going to turn it over to Travis for a couple updates.
Thanks, Susan. Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to give a pretty brief update on the technology that we've implemented or will be implementing once as we ramp up the visitation. So we have currently at the Wolk a system that can scan for fevers for visitors, and then it also asks a handful of questions. So that will help streamline the process so that when visitors and visitation, you know, expands as we hopefully get through this nasty virus, it'll make it quicker and easier for everyone to still check in and do the proper, you know, I guess symptom and fever checks, but then also get to visit their loved one. A similar system is being put into the Summit. Right now, I think the process is pretty manual at the Summit, but this system, actually it's the exact same system that we have at Wolk right now. You'll walk up to it, it will take your temperature. It'll also identify whether or not you're wearing a mask. So it'll ask you to place a mask on your face if you're not wearing one. And then you'll move to the next kind of station that's right next to it. It'll ask you some questions of whether you've traveled to states that are currently identified by Governor Cuomo as high risk states, some other things around symptoms and other, you know, required questions to screen you to make sure that you're safe to visit. So those two things are kind of in process right now. They'll be, you know, fully implemented by the time visitation is in full swing. And we hope that it'll make the process much simpler and smoother. It'll also give us the ability, heaven forbid, if there is any COVID cases, to do contact tracing and understand who was in contact with who and at what time and who may have been in the building at any given time. Additionally, just kind of one other thing that I would like to add is I know that during this whole process, channel 92, I believe it is, 97, sorry, the internal channel that has traditionally been for the Wolk has been kind of shared between Summit and Wolk. We're in the process of buying another device so that we'll have two separate internal channels so that content can be streamed internally to both facilities, if you will, so that we won't have to share the one internal channel. For now, that's all I have. We're constantly looking at new technologies that can help our residents. I hope everyone is having a positive experience with the Tech Hub. I've heard a lot of really good things about that, but we are continually looking at technologies that will help aid in connectivity and in, you know, infection prevention and things of that nature as well. So that's all I have for today. I'll pass it back to Susan if she has any final comments, and thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Travis. I just want to reiterate, if you have any questions, anything that I did not answer, please contact me. I'm happy to take your calls. I want to make sure that you're as informed as possible. And hope you have a good day. Thanks.